30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
You're already preparing for next summer?
I am.
Are you going to lift weights?
No.
No? You're
no,
just
exercise?
Gonna
I don't do that.
Oh, no. Right.
I'm
Why
just
going to
change my routine, you
I
know,
see.
On how I do things.
Welcome to Life Matters on this fine November Sunday morning
it
before
is November.
Election Day, which Ooh. We will get into some things about that later. But what I was referring to was the huge announcement that DOSFest has made.
It's going to be huge.
Yes, about next summer and where and when the festival will be. Tammy Dunn from the Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank will join us here in a few minutes. And she is the DOSFest creator, genius.
DOSFestian.
The DOSFest queen. And
that
she...
is it.
Together with her team, have put together a very spectacular deal next year, and hopefully that's going to be long term. And so we were starting to talk about some of the things. Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect place. We're going to talk about
that. I'm excited. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I you have to stick around and listen because I think it's going to be a great interview.
There are a lot
it's Tammy.
I know, it's Tammy.
But also, with the stuff that's coming up, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is, it's perfect, and she's going to explain why. And so, Tuesday is Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not voted until now, the only time that you can do that is on Tuesday, because the polls are not open on Monday.
Right.
I am begging you to just go vote. Don't think that your candidate has it in the bag. Don't think that your vote doesn't matter, but when you do go vote, please think. Use your head.
Yeah.
This isn't about feelings. This is about policy.
It's about the survival of our country.
It is. And the policies that protect our country, whether it is from enemies across the world
mm-hmm.
or the enemies within this country,
right.
which there are. And
millions
I'm not
of them now.
Right. Well, we don't know how many.
No.
Because when Donald Trump says that, that's what he means, is the people that are raping and murdering and kidnapping and providing the drugs that our kids are dying from. Those are the enemies from within he's talking about.
Right.
Okay. He's not talking about arresting everybody on
no.
The View. Which he
no.
should, because they are a complete bank of idiots.
And hopefully people aren't really listening to this ridiculous rhetoric coming from actually both sides.
I know.
There's a lot of just...
Here we are again.
Yeah.
The choices are listen to the extreme left, listen to the extreme right, or all of those liberals and conservatives that are in the middle that are just like, hey... We're just looking for some common sense.
Right.
Okay. We don't want repeats of what's happened over the last 4 years because those things have not been common sense.
No, and it's destroyed this country.
It has. I got to say that Donald Trump, after Joe Biden called Donald Trump supporters garbage, which he did.
Yep, he did.
Donald Trump showing up in a garbage truck. Labeled with Trump Vance and in his reflective vest to the next rally. I'm sorry.
Genius.
That was genius.
It was. And you know what? That's, he's standing up for us.
Right.
You know, for him to do that, he's definitely supporting the American people or the people that are, the American people, but the people that are supporting him also.
And again, I apologize for having to run all of the political commercials. We're required to do it.
Right.
If I was allowed to say, I'm not running this, this message is a lie, I'm not, if I was allowed to call this stuff out and manage what the content of the commercial was, I absolutely would. On both sides.
Absolutely.
Okay. But, you know, here again, I go back to that Eric Hovde, you know, mm-hmm. commercial where Eric Hovde did not ever say that he was completely against abortion, period. No. Never. In all circumstances. Right. He has never said that. Ever, ever, ever.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, has said just the opposite. There are definitely exceptions. We have to protect moms. We have to protect babies in light of those exceptions. And there's a compromise out there. But
it certainly is.
And the other thing is Donald Trump has never said there's going to be a complete federal ban. Never. He's the one that said the states should go with what the constituents believe in that particular state.
Right.
And quite frankly, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, there's actually been more abortions.
Hmm. That I didn't know.
Yeah. So, but, you know, again, there's a big difference between using that procedure as birth control and using that procedure because it's a medical issue that needs to be handled and somebody is going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a very.
Well, and use your common sense. That thing that Harris said about the girl being refused treatment and bleeding out in her car.
Negative.
First of all, I really believe that's a lie. I 100% believe it never happened.
Because that girl's family would own that hospital right now.
Absolutely, because they can't refuse medical treatment, regardless of what it is.
Right.
You know, and it's lies after lies, and I cannot wait for this to be
I know, over. Me too.
My mute button is wore out on my remote.
Right, it's overwhelming.
It is.
So, and it's just, but you have to, like, if your gut says, that doesn't sound right.
Well,
it's
think not about right. Think about the direction you want this country to go,
that's right.
And that's how you need to vote. You know, are you happy with the way things are with the gas prices? They're coming down a little bit, but I'm telling you, they're going to go right back up, depending on who wins.
Well, and food do you want to go to war with China or Russia?
I don't want to go to war with anybody.
Right. So, because they will walk all over
her. Our military is weak. We are the strongest military force in the world. But with our liberal generals and our liberal commanders, our military has been weakened to the point where guys are getting out because they don't trust the command ahead of
them. Right.
And that's sad.
Yeah, you can't have that.
No.
And you know who else knows that? China and Russia.
Absolutely, they know it.
The only way that we can take care of ourselves or take care of others is to take care of ourselves. So, for instance, we're getting ready to talk about the food and diaper bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When people have disposable income, they are very charitable. Okay?
Correct.
So let me give you an example. Those country stars had a concert for the Carolinas last week or whatever, and it was a whole bunch of country artists and other artists as well, and they raised at that concert alone something like $43 million.
Oh, my. Wow.
And I will double check that. It could be 23. Whatever.
There is a lot of money.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars from generous donations given by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had it. Can you imagine if the economy was such that people weren't spending $500 more a month on groceries than they normally do? How much more money they would raise.
Right.
So similar goes for if you draw it down local. The Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank. We're coming up on the holiday season, okay?
Rough time of year.
If the people have more money, the charities have more money because we take care of our own.
Right.
Okay? We don't need the government to take care of us. It's the government's job to get out of the way so we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
and keep others out of the way so that we can take care of ourselves. People are much more generous in a good economy and just when they're allowed to free will their donations and not have to pay extra taxes, extra money for groceries, extra this, extra that. And inflation is a tax.
Yeah.
They have taxed you. So if the economy is better, if everything is doing better and everybody is more confident and everybody is just united in helping something, look at what we can do.
Right.
But if you think the government's going to supply that kind of money to those people, they will. But it's going to come with strings,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to come as a loan with interest. And the government's going to find a way to make money off of you.
Sure.
And your tragedy. It's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, the people come together on their own, raise tens of millions of dollars.
Well, look at what the people of this great country have done for all these years. Hasn't been the guys in the suits doing it. It's
right.
It's been the guys in the blue jeans and the flannel shirts.
Right.
You know.
Oh, you mean like the garbage men?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. The ones that they discount, the deplorables, the stupid people of the nation
right.
that they're calling us.
Right.
You know, that's not Trump's side.
No.
But the backbone of this country is not illegal immigrants, and it's not politicians. It's the hardworking people
right.
that go to work every day, do their job to make this a better place to live.
Right. Yeah. Just go vote
yes,
on
please.
Tuesday, because we've got to right this ship.
Yeah, we got to do something.
And it's, I don't know. This is just not sustainable. So
no.
I use that word, sustainable, you know.
A lot.
What is sustainable is DOS Fest. Tammy's going to come in and talk about the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new date. There's a new location. There's going to be new activities.
It's going to be way lots of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm excited.
It's really, really going to be great.
Just awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that's next. Tammy Dunn joins us right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Tammy Dunn joins us. She is the executive director for the Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank.
That's it. You got that out really well.
I
yes.
did.
Been practicing.
Yes.
I'm actually surprised, right? Well, the Walworth County Food Pantry, I already knew. But then when you added Diaper Bank, that was just, what a godsend, first of all.
Yeah. Isn't
that
cool?
I can't imagine how many families
yeah.
you guys are helping, especially right now with the economy and everything the way it is. Are you keeping up?
We are. We absolutely are.
Okay.
We're helping hundreds of households, thousands of people every year. And diapers are a big deal. They're expensive.
Yeah.
They're expensive, and not just diapers, but period supplies and incontinence products,
mm-hmm.
and it adds up so fast. We are one of 11 members of the National Diaper Bank Network in Wisconsin,
wow.
and the only diaper bank in Walworth County.
Wow.
So it's a really important responsibility,
yes.
and we take it pretty seriously. We
yeah,
take
well,
diapers pretty seriously.
Well, you know, they have a serious job.
Yeah, yes, they do.
But I mean,
I could have just said a few things.
It's got to be 10 to 12 diapers a day.
Oh,
for a baby?
Yeah, that's.
It's been a while for us.
I'm proud of you for knowing that.
I changed a lot of diapers.
Yeah, you do have.
The smaller
a lot
they
of kids
are,
and
the
grandkids.
More they go through.
Right.
Yeah, you are a diaper changing kind of guy.
I used to be a machine.
Maybe that's one of the things that prices will go down after Tuesday.
You know, that kind of, when you asked how things were going, I was kind of wondering, with the money that you're being able to bring in now, how much further would it have gone 4 years ago than it is now?
Just oh, my
curiosity.
Gosh.
Well, that's a very good question. I think that it definitely would have gone further. Right now, I can tell you that for every dollar we bring in, we can purchase $7 worth of food
mm-hmm.
with
that's
our buying
nice.
Power, with our resources. But we've also looked at partnering locally more heavily. And we're partnering with Lake Geneva Country Meats.
Oh, yeah.
With local nice. Grocery stores and with local farmers. That's a big,
oh,
big
yeah.
deal.
Fresh produce.
Yeah.
Fresh
produce.
Sadly,
yeah.
It's fresh food directly from the ground that God grew
mm-hmm.
is more expensive than crap.
Yeah.
Now, well, tell me why that is.
It's not cheap to eat healthy.
No.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. I mean, the amount of, and the produce you guys have, like I've seen pictures on those days. It's like beautiful.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. We purchase probably anywhere between $700 and $1,000 worth of fresh produce every year.
Yeah.
Largely due to a grant from the Nicholas Sergi Foundation.
Oh, yes.
And that's what we're all about. It's our favorite part. Our volunteers, mm-hmm. all of us. at the food pantry, our favorite part is that fresh market.
Yeah.
And just to see people come in and be able to get broccoli and apples and, you know, those, it's such a treat. The kids that come in and, you know, get to have apples and oranges and bananas and grapes. And it's just great. You know, to that point, Susan and John Hughes, who, you know, they were so instrumental in the massive changes that happened at the food pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, when they came in, the diaper bank, the grants they wrote, the, you know, getting everybody through COVID, a lot of things they did out of their own pocket. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I'm so grateful. Every day I step in there and I realize what they did to make this for Walworth County, and I'm challenged with, as well as the other staff and our volunteers, we're challenged with keeping it alive and keeping it going and
making it bigger and better.
Absolutely. Now, where can we take it from here? Because there's a lot of need. There's a huge amount of need. We have for 44,000, I think it is, households in Walworth County, 5,200 of those households are living at or below the federal poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
An additional 10,500 households are in what's called the ALICE category. So they're just getting by. I mean, day to day. Something happens tomorrow, car breaks down.
They're done.
You know, the kid needs something. They're done. They can't even choose one or the other because they don't have the money for either.
Right.
So that is a third of our population
here
that needs some help, that just needs some help.
Yeah, that's huge.
And so we're looking at all kinds of exciting things for next year. Stay tuned.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe we should talk about one of those things.
Yes. Yes, let's.
Yeah. DOS Fest! So this year, DOS Fest had temporarily moved to Milwaukee. We were at the Bavarian Beer House, which was cute and adorable and lovely and really pretty perfect for that event, given the fact that, you know, all the decor was already there because it's a German beer house. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's far away. And it was a way to keep it going and not skip a year and still raise money. But in a long-term situation, when you have a festival that has been this successful and this popular and has gained the momentum that this has gained, that was the perspective used to choose the Bavarian Beer House this year. However, in the background, negotiation had been going on for a while, for months and months and months, with a permanent or more permanent place. And you found one.
Yes, we did.
And you announced it last week. And I personally think it's pretty perfect.
Yes.
But you're going to the Kenosha County Fairgrounds.
We are.
Yay!
We are. We're so excited. We are so excited. They have just welcomed us with open arms. The infrastructure is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
The opportunity for growth is crazy, and we are already going to bring some things next year that we haven't done before that are going to really just blow people's minds and wow them.
It's and
could it get any more fun?
It could not.
Yes.
And dogs.
Well, do you have
and
Hammerschlagen?
Of course. How do you have a DOS Fest without Hammerschlagen?
Hammerschlagen, yeah.
Right?
That's all you need.
Hand in hand.
Maybe some schnitzel to eat.
I'm sure somebody will have something like that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll but, I mean, it's great because the Kenosha County Fairgrounds has several buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The parking is
free. Perfect setup.
It's really the perfect setup. We'll be able to be there for a while, sounds like.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We really want to make this our home.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a barrel room. Did you know this? This is kind of relatively new for them.
No.
They have a barrel room where it's already set up for our craft brews and Americana Beyond Oompa stage. It's right, and it's a building.
Wow.
It's amazing. So we're going to be bringing Canva, Bavaria back.
Ooh.
I know, they're awesome. Deusterbeck's, Topsy Turvy, the local breweries.
Right.
We're going to get them back involved again. Super excited about that. And then they have plenty of space for a carnival, a bigger carnival than we've had before, before.
Right.
And bleachers, lots of bleachers, which you will be happy about because
dog races. I am always so stunned. I don't know why. I mean, I just never. We had a German fest near us where I grew up. Like, it was a specific park that was German Fest Park, and they held the big Oktoberfest every year and minimal amount of things throughout the rest of the year where I lived. As a matter of fact, I actually when I first started dating my kid's dad, we were maybe underage and we did get in trouble and I had to call my mom and have her come and get me. But anyway,
I digress.
That's my last memory of German Fest.
Yeah, moving on.
And it was huge. Like, it was always packed. It was where everybody wanted to go all the days. Like, mm-hmm. It was 4 or 5 days, and everybody went. Nobody that you knew didn't go. And, you know, I mean, it was just huge. It amazes me that German Fest, I just didn't grow up like that, right? Like, you grew up. You were born at German Fest, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It was really cool that a lot of people came to Milwaukee.
They did.
And they were like, we'll follow you.
Right.
This is cute. This is wonderful. Bring it back closer to home.
Right.
But we'll follow you wherever.
Right.
And I think that the fairgrounds is really, you know, hats off to the beer house, because they made it possible for us to fill the gap and keep it alive, and forever grateful. But this fest really belongs on a fairgrounds,
yeah,
without a doubt.
It's
and there's camping there. Mm-hmm. There is there's just again plenty of opportunity.
I love something to stop by, make it an event.
Right, I
absolutely
love one thing. I noticed County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, with
me too.
The prior years, you can't see everything in a day. It's impossible. I mean, you can walk around and go, oh yeah, that's kind of cool, but to really enjoy it or to experience it.
Yeah. You got
to
come.
You
a couple
can't
days.
Do that in a day.
Yeah,
no, got to come a couple days.
Right.
Plus,
well, because also you can't sample all the beer in one day, or actually, you shouldn't.
Right.
No. Well, I try.
But you're camping.
No, you can't.
But you right. No. So you should just pitch a tent.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. You gotta
wait.
Have a place to
that's what Tom's doing.
Relax. Yeah. No.
But it's. You're right. There's too many things going on. And then now you're going to add stuff this year. So what kind of things do you think you're going to add?
Oh, let's have that conversation in a month or so.
Okay.
But it'll be big. There are a couple of really big things. But maybe some little things too, like barrel racing.
Yeah.
So teams. Talk about teams and volunteers. Because we are going to the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, we are going to escalate our posting for charity. So this is a give back festival, right? Profits from this festival will not go into anyone's pocketbook. They are always trying to give back and support our local nonprofits in our communities. With being at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, we have decided to give back in a tri-county region. So Racine County, Kenosha County, Walworth County.
Mm-hmm.
Any nonprofit who has a team of 4 volunteer and takes a shift will be in the pool at the end of the festival for part of the profits.
Nice.
So, you know, we don't know what that is because it depends on how nice Mother Nature decides to be, mm-hmm. of course, right? And all these other factors. But at the end of the day, that's really what we want to grow this event to a point where we're just supporting so many nonprofits.
Right.
In southeastern Wisconsin, and raising awareness of what they do, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's a goal.
I like it.
Goal.
The amount of money that you have put back into this community through this event is incredible. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is it not?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And I don't know. Knowing that it's going to be spread around even farther is really just.
It makes it that much easier. To go and to help out. You know, to go and help out by enjoying what's available, drinking a beer.
I mean, this is what these kind of events are all about, right? There's a lot of events out there that make a lot of money for the venue or this or that, and that is not what's happening here. And to know that this has grown to the point where it can support a tri-county effort is also absolutely incredible. But it's just fun.
It's so fun. And, like, and think about our fairgrounds, too. You know, having it at the fairgrounds. Fairgrounds are 501c3s as well.
Right.
Right? So Ag Society, you're supporting that. Mm-hmm. So even if, like, a large chunk of the profits is going in that direction, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's a great thing.
It's
huge.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
And they have plans for additional infrastructure, too.
Yeah.
Really exciting stuff. So hopefully I can share that next time as well.
Will it be done by the time?
Probably 2026 for their new infrastructure for their ideas.
Right.
But and food. Let's talk food. You said schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you said
German
schnitzel.
Food.
Well,
guess
the opportunity for that.
Yeah. Guess who's back?
Maters.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Of course.
Of course. Right?
Like, you got to have Maters.
I know.
But
we have great food vendors.
Yeah.
Besides Maters. And Maters is like the, you know, they lead the charge. But
I do have a request. So can you make sure the coffee donut guy in the green truck is there?
Yes.
Okay.
Right
yes.
next to the LKG
just
tent?
For me.
Flips. Yes.
Flips.
Yes.
Flips. And keep it close. Yes,
yeah.
We can do that.
We went back and forth, and I know you talked to everybody about this, and you and I had a conversation about it. It's the same. It's July 18th through the 20th,
mm-hmm.
and it is the same weekend as Country Thunder.
Correct.
So I'm going to need that coffee in the morning from that guy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she's not.
I'm not kidding. I truly believe that is going to be a huge, huge advantage
mm-hmm.
because Country Thunder is just a couple miles away. There are a lot of people that just get day passes and come in the evening that will come to DOSFest during the day. There are a lot of people that camp the entire time. But again, there's not really a lot going on during the day on any day at yeah. Country Thunder, even the weekends, really. I mean,
well, there is at DOSFest.
Big headliners, right? Your big headliners are at night and late at night. And so I just truly believe tapping into that crowd as well may not sound like the same audience, but it is. It's people who love festivals and people who like to gather. And when they find out that they're gathering and it's for charity, mm-hmm. it just makes it that much more attractive. And mm-hmm. I just believe just having another event, even just people driving by
yeah.
the Kenosha County Fairgrounds to get to Country Thunder are going to see signage and just everything. It just, I think it's just going to be a win-win
yeah,
for
and you
everybody.
Get to try some really good beer.
Really
that
good
we
beer.
Don't have around
really
here
good food. Really cool shops. Like
really?
People that I mean, they're
yeah.
coming from Pennsylvania. They're coming up from Georgia, so it's really bringing in people from all across the United States. Let's talk cost though. Admission. I want to make sure that I cover that because it's a change for this year.
Okay.
It will be. In the past, we've always had free admission, mm-hmm. and then we've had paid parking. We're going to have free parking,
mm-hmm.
and we will have admission will be $2 per person. So
well,
it is a
yeah,
it's,
we'll go there.
It's something we could never do before because it wasn't wherever we were at was not a completely fenced in
right.
property.
Right.
So now that we can do that, I think that's going to ultimately end up saving people or being about the same. But again, all the charity, $2 to get in.
Right.
Well, that is not
your admission is way cheaper than
yes.
parking.
Right.
At the
mm-hmm.
at the Walworth County Fairgrounds or in the city of Lake Geneva or actually
mm-hmm.
Blair.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really a no-brainer.
Yeah. And there's just so much, like there's tons of free parking.
Right.
There's just, it's just perfect.
Yeah, it really is. It absolutely is. And we won't be charging for wristbands this year for if you have to have a wristband and be 21 to mm-hmm. drink that wonderful mm-hmm. beer. But when you come in through the admission gates, you'll mm-hmm. be able to get that right then and there. So again, less standing in line, right? So we've got some good things coming.
Me, let's go.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing is that you're really good at knowing the points of what could be points of delay,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't want people standing in line at the
ever.
Very beginning to get, well, ever, but
yeah.
standing in line for a long time waiting to get in just to get a wristband and pay admission. So you need plenty of people at the entrance. You need plenty of bartenders all the time because you don't want that huge long line at the bar either. If you have both, you know, now you've got people that are walking around with no beer in their hand.
No, that's wrong.
Unless, of course, they're a child.
And I can help out with the bartending thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I can help out with.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Except watch out because yeah. Tom, like, serves one and then drinks one. And then
that's okay. That's our bartenders are
paid for it.
Our bartenders are allowed to have fun. So
yeah.
It's a good thing. We're all allowed to have fun at DOSFest. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's
he doesn't
upon,
really
I
do that. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we definitely have fun. And then dog races. Are there going to be dog races every day, all day?
Every day.
Yay!
So,
oh.
The way you draw dogs, they'll be racing all day, every day.
Aww. Yeah. 300 dachshunds and corgis over 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it'll be Friday night. But remember, we did this at Lake Geneva Oktoberfest. We had our dog races,
right.
the little leg races.
Uh-huh.
We brought them to Lake Geneva Oktoberfest.
Right. We did.
Well, the winners are invited to a special race at DOSFest,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's going to be Friday. That's what we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did those
special
races,
race.
Too. I know you're shocked.
You did.
No,
you
I'm
were
not
great.
Shocked
you
at
were
all.
So
I
great.
Knew.
I know.
You know, if you've never seen them, they are a lot of fun to watch.
They're quick, but they're so funny.
Well, and they're sometimes just so you little escape artists because they're running all over the place.
Right. Yeah. Some of them just like you say, 3, 2, 1, go, and the you know, and the owner like pushes them, like go that way, and they just like stop and turn around and look like, why you got to push me?
Yeah.
What is happening here? There's a lot of people screaming.
Where's my treat? Get the sweater off me.
Right. I'm just, why am I wearing this stupid hat?
I look like an idiot.
Right. Mom! I know. And then there's other dogs that are just like, whoosh, and they're gone. And you're like, holy cow.
Yep.
We have more photo finishes than not, by the way. But it's so much fun.
Oh, it's so
fun. It's just so cute.
It is.
It is. And
especially when they, you know, get off the track and people are grabbing for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
I warn people. You know my spiel.
I do.
The dogs like to go to the beer tent. They're not allowed to go without their
owners. That's why I hang out at the beer tent.
Yeah. To catch the dogs.
Grab the dogs.
Grab the dogs. Keep them from buying
everyone
too much
I'm just sitting there drinking. I actually have a job to do.
Yes. Right. You keep the bartenders from over-serving the dogs.
That last line of defense.
Last line of dog defense.
That's all I got.
So DOS Fest next summer, 2025, July 18th through the 20th, moving to the Kenosha County. I have no idea where
Kenosha County Fairgrounds?
Yes. And there.
And there,
too. Be there, too.
Right. Kenosha County Fairgrounds, right by the Wilmot Raceway.
It'll
right.
be awesome.
I mean, what else do you want us to know about next year?
So, really, that it is a family-friendly, fun environment. And if you haven't been before, you got to come give it a try.
Yeah.
If you've been before... please come back because we have exciting new things to share as well. Looking forward to having the Glockenspiel back, the German dance groups. This is the real deal. We're looking at bringing back at least a dozen, hopefully more like 18 bands over the 3 days.
Wow.
Three stages.
Alex is coming.
We're hoping. Fingers are crossed. I can't commit him to that till probably the first of the year, but we're talking with them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be stunned.
Well,
if he did, he loves DOS Fest,
and DOS Fest loves him, right? He has created his.
He's hysterical too.
His fan base.
Yeah,
the other
he
cool
loves
thing
him.
That doesn't get talked about very much at DOS Fest is all the period clothing that you can get. You know, people walking around in the shorts and the skirts and all that. It's
the dirndls.
You could say lederhosen and dirndls.
Who I had no idea were. Into that.
Yeah.
It all sounds like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they loved wearing it, you know? So
It's really cool.
And you can buy those there.
Yeah, and they're not
out. And they are extremely gorgeous.
And authentic.
And they're not actually all that expensive.
No.
I was kind of surprised at the prices. They weren't that bad.
And the material that they use, and I don't know who it was. Was it your niece maybe that bought a pink one?
Yes.
At the last DOS Fest.
Yes.
And it was gorgeous.
I know.
It was just, and it was
super
gorgeous
pretty.
On her. I mean, she's cute anyway. And so it just, but it's where you want to go to get your authentic stuff.
Right.
Authentic beer, authentic clothing, and authentic dog races. Get your fix.
Yeah. Well, yeah, German beer right off the ship.
Yeah.
And so that'll be back. The
Hofbräu
and Polaner and Hackershore.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're closer to Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
So actually less sail time, if you think about it. Let me truck it in. We've talked about this before. You knew I was going to bring it up.
I don't think that they put the barge on Lake Michigan.
I think they brew it on the way over. It's fresh German beer. I'm telling you, it's good. I've drank it.
When you're catching dogs.
Yeah.
I was watching for them.
Watching for the dogs.
Catching is an actual action.
But if you didn't spill your beer doing that would be impressive. One. Yes.
That's nice. You don't even try to help.
I always try to help.
I'm just kidding. You do always try to help. I can see you bartending.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe that you will do that.
Well, you know what? It takes about at least 300 volunteers over the 3 days. And we have a crew of 30 people that work on DOS Fest year round, and all bring a piece to the puzzle. So it's much bigger than me. That I definitely want to make sure that's talked about because it's
It's a big team. And
when you go there, and see everything that's going on and start thinking about the mechanics behind it, my God, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
But just about everybody on the team has been there since the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and that's what it takes you. When you have a commitment from a group of people that thinks on their feet, everybody knows what they're doing, everybody knows how big this event is, and but you've also given people, you know, the permission to not call you every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So.
Please don't.
They don't need to. Everybody's got it.
Right.
Everybody.
So, like a well-oiled machine.
Know, yeah, we all know how this is supposed to go and what's going to make it make the most money for the most people to benefit from. And that is really the one and only goal. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just glad that you created this in the first place. I don't know. It's legendary, really. It's just a great fundraiser. It's a great event. And to have found a home that is such a perfect fit, like the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, is great.
They are wonderful. The conversations that I've had with them, just unbelievable how willing and helpful and excited. And this is a super partnership.
It is.
And I think it's going to be that way for a very long time.
There's just so many great things about this. And you're right. And the longevity of that partnership, I think, is a very key piece to the puzzle.
And it's special to my family. So you're right. My mom was born and raised in Germany. I grew up with a German radio station on every Saturday morning. That's what played in my car on my way to school, German music. And I grew up dancing with the Oberlandlers every Friday night of my childhood. Vacations were always to the Gaufest, which is a huge national dance competition. So you know, this is in our blood, and it's so cool for me to have been a part of German Fest, and I've learned so many things and met so many people along the way, and to be able to bring it to this community, you know, an arm of that is just super special for my whole family, really.
Yeah.
And then to see the excitement from others who maybe have never worn lederhosen.
Right.
I think we need to get you in lederhosen this year.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's start with a hat.
I have no idea. I've never seen his knees. I have no idea. I've never seen the man not wear pants.
Well, I got a face for radio, so that's to tell you.
So I guess I don't know what his knees look like. He's always wearing jeans or uniforms or
you know, there's hope. It's summer.
I think you got to try to give him in some lederhosen so we make sure he doesn't have peg legs.
It comes with beer.
Ooh, well, it's shorts with suspenders, right? Yeah,
that's all it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We may have to do that.
Okay. All right. Deal.
I can't wait.
Oh,
it sounds to me like you just made a commitment.
Yeah,
pretty
I
much
know.
Sure you did. Just saying.
Did that
publicly.
Last year too.
Yep.
Well, not last year. Oh, yeah, last year.
Mm-hmm. Year before.
No, last year, Mr. Lake Geneva.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That
was my Christmas present.
You wore shorts?
When I was ambushed.
What?
No.
Huh?
Never mind. Comfort zones. Comfort zones.
Oh, comfort zones. Yes. Yes.
It's a thing.
Getting to the point where I don't know what that is anymore.
I think I was the one that first brought you out of a comfort zone by putting you behind this microphone.
Yeah.
And you've grown since then to...
into what we don't know.
Pageantry and lederhosen.
I was in a pageant.
Lederhosen. Is it the dirndl is the dress?
Dirndl is the dress.
Not wearing it. Mm-hmm. Nope, I got my limits.
You know who would look great is Amy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course, she looks great and everything, so that's not even right.
She does.
So that's not right.
We hate her. Gorgeous and
well,
everything.
Now we know.
Gorgeous and everything. I can't
tell me how
it.
You really feel.
God. Anyway.
Okay. She would do it. She would.
Absolutely she would. She loves that
Without
stuff.
Without hesitation.
Yeah.
You know, she likes to have fun.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, we'll have to get her down there.
I bet she would bartend with you.
Oh, I'm sure. So we got two.
There we go. We're only 298 to go.
We're good.
We're good.
I know some people I can bring them with. I can't vouch for them, but I can bring them with.
Going back to the food and diaper bank, the holidays are coming.
Yes.
So what would you like to ask people for? What kind of things do you have coming up as far as special gatherings? Give us a little update on what the community can do to help.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. We have a Thanksgiving meal pickup. We also have a holiday meal pickup.
Okay.
So any monetary donations to those two items are always always appreciated. Mm-hmm. And we also we're also seeing that our we are purchasing more. We're needing to purchase more. Mm-hmm. We have more sure. new families that are coming in, and prices have gone up. So right. we're stretching it a little bit further. So anything monetarily, I know there's so many people that. So many nonprofits that have need, especially this time of year with Giving Tuesday coming up. But if not, you know what? Just maybe even think about coming in and helping. Give us a call. Maybe get on our volunteer group. Our toys. We're going to be doing Toys for Tots with Circle of Friends on December 14th.
Okay.
And you can never have enough toys.
Never.
So, right. If you just want to drop off a couple of toys, that's always appreciated as well.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something earlier about every dollar you bring in gets you $7 worth of food.
Yeah.
So, and I have always been one of those guys where I would rather give, a couple cans of pumpkin or whatever than drop money off. But in all reality, it is way better for you guys if people do donate with money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than product.
It is because we are partners with Hunger Task Force, Feeding America. We get TFAP commodities, so that's the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And we also are supporting about a dozen other food pantries and places, not entirely, but a lot. This is on a typical Monday, we'll get this food in that we've purchased, or mm-hmm. some of it's free. Mm-hmm. And then our operations manager will put out a text to all of the other pantries and say, okay, we have the milk is here, we have extra burger meat. We have extra produce boxes, whatever it is that we can share, we're sharing with the other pantries as well.
In the county.
In mm-hmm. the county. So right. that monetary donation really is...
It goes a long way. And it's easier to do. You don't have to go out to the store. You can just either send it in or drop it off.
Yeah.
Or,
right. What I love about the food itself, it's a great way to get kids involved. Like if you go to the grocery store and you're like, what are your favorite foods, whether that's, fruit snacks or whether, whatever it is.
Right.
You go to the grocery.
We have a clown that shows up once in a while.
You go to the grocery store with your clown and your children and in your clown car. And you
fill up the trunk. And you,
well, it's a little trunk. It wouldn't take much. So.
Well, back seat maybe. There's like 15 clowns in there. Yeah, that's a valid point because it is, you kind of get the family more involved in it and you get different perspectives.
You're right.
Well, you let the kids pick their favorite thing and then you get an extra one to bring to the food pantry right. to help somebody else. And all of a sudden it's your favorite thing. A lot of times when people think about donating to the food pantry, they'll either go buy a really big can of something, which mm-hmm. we can't break up, right?
Right.
So we can't feed 10 families with that.
Yeah,
we'd
so
have
that
to give that to one person. Right.
That's not what you want.
Exactly. Or they'll get really generic as generic as you can for the cans of vegetables or the pasta. And I'm okay with that, right? Because everybody has a budget. But what's really cool sometimes is to just go to the grocery store and for everything you get for your family, not everything, but some things, put that same thing in a cart for someone else. Mm-hmm. Because, when you're down and out, and I could tell you stories about people who are down and out that come in, and they are names that you would recognize, and they are people that have really good jobs, and they're just struggling, mm-hmm. and it's not always the same people every month. They don't come month after month after
right.
month. They come
right.
when
just
they just need a little help. And it really means a lot when you're not saying, well, here's something that expires next month or expired last month, which we really don't do. You could, but we don't. And you're here's, the mac and cheese with the label that you don't recognize.
Right.
Or, it goes a long way to have that, okay, I'm getting help. And, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of dignity with that.
Sure.
So anyway, that's just a thought to go out and look at those things and in that light. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I imagine it's really difficult for people to go and accept the help personally, but when you're getting quality food and known foods, it helps rebuild their own dignity, which
mm-hmm.
you can't put a measurement on that.
You can't. Every week we have people who cry. Every single week we have people who come in and we have a private room and it's it's amazing, all of the stories. We had an older gentleman who came in, and he asked if there was any additional assistance that he could wash his clothes because he had a job interview the next week. He never thought he would be in this position, wow. Never saw right. himself in this position. He didn't have a home. He was homeless.
Wow.
So, you know, you think about...
Was he a veteran?
I don't know. I can't answer that 100%.
It doesn't matter, but...
But either way, right? We do have a lot of veterans that we help.
Right.
But it's not the story you think. Like, in everybody's mind, it's like, oh, I can tell you who I think is walking into the food and diaper bank. And it's just not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's not.
I've never really thought about
that. Amazing.
Right.
Who's walking in. I've never really... Mm-hmm. Care. Not that I didn't care, but I just never really thought about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody needs help at some point in their life. That's right. That little boost. Like you said, it doesn't have to be week after week. Maybe it's just one time.
It's keeping them from spiraling. It's mm-hmm. keeping sure. them from, because the minute the spiral starts, oh boy.
Oh, yeah. No stopping.
Happens so fast.
Listen, how bad is it that you're hungry and you're upset? And you're sad, and maybe you're homeless. Maybe you're, you know, one paycheck away from being homeless. You're sick. You know, and then you wrap all of that into the emotional tornado that is. And that's when you see people really just not be able to come back out of it without help. And sometimes it's just that little, you know, okay, this I'm getting by for another week. Okay. Yeah. You know, and it's just those little lights at the end of the tunnels that completely turn somebody's life around because yeah. it just buys time until, oh, this happened. I got a better job. Or, you know what
right.
I mean? Just like you said, filling in that gap. And it's like you never know what the smallest little thing is going to do to truly change somebody's life. And yeah. you guys do that every day.
And they have the stresses, and they also have to manage their family,
mm-hmm.
their children,
right.
you know, and that's a whole right. nother conversation.
I can't imagine.
Whole nother? Nother is not a word, is it? Whole nother.
Whole nother.
Well,
I just made it up. Okay.
Whole other.
Other. Nother. Whole nother.
Sending a message yeah. and receiving a message. So if we understood what you're saying, it's a word.
Then it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Then it's all right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thanks for extending grace there.
Yeah.
That's
nother.
Great.
Works for
nother.
Me.
Nother.
Is that N-O or N-U?
I have not.
Nother.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Depends on where you're
nutter,
nutter butter.
Depends on where you're from.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is true, though. That is really true. There's a lot of stresses. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what our volunteers do best?
Hug.
They hug. They smile. They
uh-huh.
laugh. You see shoulders drop over and over and over again because when they come in, they're treated just like with dignity, like no big deal. You're here. I had somebody break down and cry, and I said, we have 450 households that come in here every month, and
mm-hmm.
we're not even touching the need.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone.
Right.
You're not alone.
Right.
Don't worry.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's very, so
it's just
very cool.
Awesome. But
okay.
Find the website. For the Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank, read everything you can, and then figure out where you want your donation to go. It can go just for a general donation. Can you earmark it for holidays?
You can. Yep.
Right. So,
or diapers or whatever
is your
heart.
Whatever you feel best donating, do it because
yep.
the cash is what they need. Where else can you go and spend a dollar and get $7 worth of something?
Right.
Nowhere.
Yeah, it can be the smallest investment.
Right.
It goes such a long ways.
And so, you know, everybody makes a $50 donation around the holidays, and think of how many people are going to eat
mm-hmm.
from that donation. So just consider it. So I'm glad we were able to talk about that because... Boy,
thank you.
Thanksgiving yes. and Christmas are coming up very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And holidays are stressful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Without that stress.
Without
mm-hmm.
that stress.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
thank
Tammy,
you.
Thank you so
thank
very
you, thank
much.
You.
We're
always
so excited about Das Fest. Absolutely
yeah.
love
it. Yeah.
Thanks
keep,
for bringing
keep,
it back.
Keep with the oh my gosh. Thank
Just
thank
made
you.
My summer.
Thank you for all the support. And Facebook,
yes.
website, follow that because
okay.
that's where all of these exciting announcements.
Das Fest
cool.
Wisconsin. Just search that in Facebook if you haven't already liked the page. Of course, you can just Google it and find the website and
yeah.
get all the info.
There
and
you
then go.
Go
and have a lot more fun, and you'll really, really like it.
Yeah, just go ahead and mark it on your calendar.
And bring all
July
your friends.
18th right. through the 20th. Yeah.
Family vacation. There. We're going to Dots.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
4 days. Bring the tent.
Yeah, perfect. 18, 19, 20. It's 3 days.
Well, not if you have...
Oh, we
would start a little early and stay a little late. We can make it a 4-day event.
God. Tom will be there for a week.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, just signed you
whatever
up.
Whatever I can
I
do.
Just
to
signed
help.
You up.
Anyway, Tammy, thank you so very much for everything, for bringing DOS Fest back to southeastern Wisconsin, I guess. Southern Wisconsin.
Just bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
And also for everything you and your team do at the holidays, but also throughout the year for
exactly.
everybody that needs it, that comes to the Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank. It's you guys are rock stars.
Thank you. They absolutely are. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank mm-hmm. you for all the
Thank
support.
You.
We'll be right back to wrap up Life Matters right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, how are your political signs holding up?
Oh, they're doing great. They're probably in somebody's garbage or someone's garage.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Living the high life, are they?
They're getting ripped down daily.
You know that's a federal offense.
Yeah, I know.
If you touch, damage, whatever, a political sign, steal it,
mm-hmm.
it is literally a federal crime.
Well, I've had 4 flags stolen and probably over 20 signs now that have been stolen. This is ridiculous.
Well, and it's hard to do anything about it. Right.
I'm to the point, and I'm done at the academy, so I have time available.
Uh-oh.
I got 2 days. But I'm very tempted to just sit out there and wait.
Mm-hmm. Is it happening overnight?
I don't know.
You have to understand that, you know, not only would it be a crime anyway because it's somebody else's property and you're touching it or you're damaging it or you're ruining it or you're destroying it or you're stealing it. So
right.
just like if you were to do that to a car,
yeah,
that's a crime.
Right. It's no different.
Political signs, it's still a crime. And because it's a political sign, it's a federal offense.
Right. Yeah, you're not supposed to tamper with them.
Right. I mean, people think it's a joke and, you know.
Oh, I don't think it's a joke.
I think it's an extension of hatred. It's just a sign. It is.
Yep.
They don't understand that until it gets there, until their sign gets
they
taken.
They completely
and then,
understand. They don't care.
Oh, they don't care. I know.
And this is a problem that we're, this is kind of where we're at in this country. Is and it goes way beyond politics. It goes to families from what I've seen. There is so much hatred towards that person that disagrees with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care to see any of my opponent's signs, okay? I don't want to see them, but I'm not going to damage them. I'm not going to tear them down.
Right.
I'm not going to deface them.
I
That's
just don't
their
look.
Right. Right. I just drive by and kind of shake my head and go, God, I hope nobody supports them. But when you start damaging other people's
yeah.
stuff, you know, this comes out of pure hatred, lack of respect for something that this country was founded on,
mm-hmm.
freedom of speech.
Well, I like what you said about people being out of control because you're right. They just don't care. Here's another story for you. The Dodgers.
Okay.
Win the World Series. They were down 5-0. Came back, won it the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to the Yankees because I never in a million years thought that was going to happen.
No, they
so
definitely
I turned
imploded.
It off. Yeah. What did the people in Los Angeles do?
What do they normally do?
Rioted.
Yep.
Looted. They set a city bus on fire.
They're so happy that their team won, they destroyed where they live.
Yeah.
That is a level of stupid that is immeasurable. And it happens... I can't say everywhere because it didn't happen here, thank God. But, yeah, it's common. I remember when the Broncos won the first Super Bowl, beating Green Bay. And they destroyed that city.
Right.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
An excuse to damage? And all you're doing is affecting your city. You're uglying your city up. You're giving yourself a bad reputation. You're defacing your city. And... you're increasing all your prices because that's all got to be paid for
mm-hmm.
through insurance or whatever, but
yeah,
it's got to be paid for.
Yourself, you know,
well,
places
just go out
to
and
do
steal
business
more stuff, I guess.
And things like that. Well, yeah, they were looting. They were carrying out boxes.
Yeah.
Your team just won. You
right.
should be celebrating, not looting.
But they again, they caught a city bus on fire. Like somebody could die. Like what are you thinking?
They're not.
And these people you're celebrating, but yet you want to live on the same level as the people who burned down Minneapolis and Kenosha.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact mindset.
It's just a different motivator.
You think it's okay.
Yep.
It's not okay.
Yep. That's no different than the kid sitting in the middle of the room throwing a temper tantrum because he didn't get the toy he wanted or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Exact same thing. Childish, destructive,
but it's not selfish exactly
behavior.
The same thing, though, because they got the toy they wanted.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And they
right.
still
you're
threw
right.
a fit.
Right.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
People just, it's just like, I don't know. I read an article the other day.
It's like coming home after we won Best Morning Show in Wisconsin, small market, and coming back and trashing the studio.
Right.
It would make no sense.
You know, I think this is a generational thing. Okay, there's a generation in there that just doesn't get patriotism and self-respect, you know, and collateral damage. They don't know the
right.
meaning of collateral damage. After George Floyd, and they went in and they burned down the businesses that the community needed, you went in and burned down police department, you burned down pharmacies so yep. that the elderly in your community can't get their medication that they need to live. Like, you... So they don't understand consequences and collateral damage and all those kinds of things. I think it's a generational thing. And, you know, the other problem is that how do you get out of that vicious circle? Because that's also the generation that business owners don't want to hire because they don't understand how to work.
Right.
Yeah, guess
or
what?
Or you can't put them out front because of the way they look.
Right. Like, you don't get it. Like, I absolutely can tell you what you can and cannot wear.
Yeah. If Aaron had a bolt through her face... In any time other than Halloween, you wouldn't have people coming up to the counter.
I had a DJ that was pierced up, and that was great. And that was allowed in the studio, but when you went out to live broadcasts and stuff, you had to take most of them out.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's fine, but you're on my dime.
Yeah.
And you're representing my company.
Right.
And people just don't, and then they're like, well, you can't tell me what to, I can tell you everything to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I can tell you to pack your bags and walk.
As long as you're here.
Right.
So it just, you know, well, you're violating my right to free speech by, you know, not letting me have purple hair. No, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
it's just not going to work here. And
no matter how.
Go work somewhere else.
Right.
Like, it's okay. I'm not upset with you, but yeah.
Right. No matter how much we are forced to accept right and wrong, it's still right and wrong.
Yeah. These people are not they're not able to keep a job. Because they, and the universities has given them such unrealistic expectations on salary and benefits and what they're going to get right out of college. Well, I should be making $79,000 a year. And I'm like, you're 23 years old. You have no experience on the job experience.
Right.
No.
You haven't earned it.
Right. But they don't get that.
No.
And so it's that vicious circle that we have to, we've got to break somehow and make people understand that. It's okay to have boundaries, and it's okay to have rules, and it's okay to expect people to follow them within your parameters.
Right.
Period.
Right.
you know?
You have a right a right to dress the way you want to dress.
Absolutely.
And an employer has a right to hire you because of the way you look or not hire you because of the way you look.
But if I go into McDonald's and say, yes, I really, really want a job, but the only thing I'm going to wear is a tube top and Zubaz pants from, you know, 35 years ago.
Right.
They're not going to hire me.
No. And why would they? They have a uniform. They have a
right.
reputation. And
it's
when
like
that
if I'm
goes
a cop,
away.
I mean, what do you think Chief Gritzner would say if I walked in and said, you're hiring me and that's great. And I passed all the tests and I'm going to be a police officer in Lake Geneva, but I'm only going to wear sweatpants and pink crime fighting tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say.
And dye your hair purple.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to work out here.
Right. So, I don't know. I just, this, we've got some kind of glitch in the matrix here. people that don't get it. When your team wins and you go burn your city and steal from the business owners that helped supported that team, like, that's not a fan. That's an idiot.
Yeah. Agreed.
But.
Agreed.
You know, what do we know? Go vote.
Yep, go do your thing.
And we will talk about the results next week here on Life Matters. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.